Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 31, 1805. Exploring abandoned houses. Over the past 2 days, the captains have visited several abandoned Indian villages, discovering more burial vaults and recording the size and contents of both the vaults and the houses. They arrived at a large island and found evidence of root harvesting and strawberries which appear to have been cultivated. Later in the day, the captains encountered a large buzzard that they had never seen before. Captain Lewis shot at one and remarked that they were larger than any eagle he had ever seen. The bird was the California condor, and this was the first time it had been observed as far north as the Columbia River. Today is spent near the Cascades of the Columbia, what Clark calls the Great Chute, now inundated by water behind Bonneville Dam. He writes,
"A cloudy, rainy, disagreeable morning. I proceeded down the river to view with more attention the rapids we had to pass on the river below. The Great Chute, which commenced at the island on which we encamped, continued with great rapidity and force through a narrow channel, much compressed, and interspersed with large rocks for 1/2 mile. I, with Joseph Fields, proceeded on. At 1/2 mile below the end of the portage, passed a house where there had been an old town for ages past. As this house was old, decayed, and a place of fleas, I did not enter it. About 1/2 mile below this house, in a very thick part of the woods, is 8 vaults, which appeared closely covered, and highly decorated with ornaments. Those vaults are all nearly the same size and form, 8 feet square, 5 feet high, sloped a little so as to convey off the rain. In several of those vaults, the dead bodies were wrapped up very securely in skins tied around with cords of grass and bark laid on a mat. On the tops and on the poles attached to those vaults hung brass kettles and frying pans pierced through their bottoms, baskets, bowls of wood, seashells, skins, bits of cloth, hair, bags of trinkets, and small pieces of bone. Captain William Clark, October 31, 1805.
Clark walked farther down the island they were on, past the Great Chute, and remarked that the water seemed calm as far as he could see. Returning to camp at a distance of 10 miles, on the starboard he saw an immense and remarkable rock about 800 feet high and 400 paces around. He named it Beacon Rock. This rock is an eroded volcanic pipe, or plug, just above Skamania in Beacon Rock State Park, Washington. It was called Castle Rock for many years, but Clark's name for it was restored in 1916. Tomorrow, canoes safely past the Great Chute.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.